President Ebrahim Raisi held a news conference to highlight his government's achievements, but also defended Iran's nuclear program.
From the beginning, the Zionist regime didn't want us to have access to nuclear science, but it's become part of our country. You can't take it from us. These Zionists did all they could to stop us, to kill our scientists, but we didn't stop. None of their actions will be able to stop us. This is an absolute right of Iran.
He came to office more than a year ago, promising to fight corruption and restore Iranians' trust in their government. Ebrahim Raisi was the former head of Iran's judiciary, who won the presidential election, securing nearly 63% of the votes, in the lowest turnout since the 1979 revolution. Only 49% of the public voted. Raisi campaigned to reduce unemployment, inflation, and address a growing housing problem. But it's been a challenging first year in office, with Iran's economy continuing its decline. Inflation is around 40%. The unofficial unemployment rate hovers around 30 to 35%, with nearly 60% of the population now living in poverty.
Economic stagnation and corruption remains a key challenge for the Raisi administration, and nobody's expecting this to be fixed or resolved within a short period of time. 1 year is not sufficient to see that happening. He needs more time.
President Raisi isn't just fighting to save the economy, but attacks like this also highlight the difficulties facing Iran's security apparatus. On May 22nd in South Tehran, two armed men on a motorcycle opened fire on a vehicle driven by General Hassan Sayyad Khodai from the Quds Force of the Revolutionary Guards. The general died on the spot. Iranian officials blamed Israel. 3 days later, another suspicious incident in the town of Parchin, near the capital, at one of the heavily fortified military compounds. The incident killed a defense ministry engineer, Ehsan Qadbeygi. There's been no official word about the cause of his death. The other issue dominating Raisi's first year in office has been the diplomatic effort to restore the landmark 2015 nuclear agreement. These talks are aimed at bringing the United States and Iran back to full compliance. The deal saw Iran limit its nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief, a deal Israel has strongly criticized and said it will not prevent it from doing what it needs to do to stop Iran from developing a nuclear weapon.
And those talks have now reached the stage where a draft agreement has been presented, according to the European Union Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell, that will require serious political will from officials in Tehran and Washington. The two sides are now exchanging notes on that text, and what happens next will not only have ramifications for millions of Iranians, but will also define Ebrahim Raisi's first term in office. Dorsa Jabari, Al Jazeera, Tehran.